Welcome to the Subscribe to Change recording of the online ACMC Revisited training, teaching you the art of meta-coaching.
Hi, Christian.
Hello, Henke. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm very glad and very fine and very happy to be here.
Oh, good. I'm happy that you're here as well.
Just a question. Is my sound correct?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay, perfect.
So, there's right now you're the only one on the call. I am expecting at least one other person, but I'm not sure if she's going to make it. Maureen from Singapore.
Okay.
So we'll give it a little bit. And otherwise, you just get to ask me questions, and we can just chat among the two of us.
Okay, okay. Well, I've not really many questions. I've gone through, I think, almost all the files about the ACMC, a bit
okay.
About the APG, and just some feedback. It's really interesting to have a way which is a little bit different than Michael Hall's way. It's really interesting to put things with another point of view. Tomorrow I need to go to see Germaine Rédiger.
Okay.
And I keep on working on that.
Yeah, are you going to be coaching with her or just meeting her?
Yes. No, to be coaching with her. Well.
Okay, great. Tell her hi.
Sorry?
Say hi to her for me.
Sure, I will.
I would have expected Maureen on the call, but I guess she's not coming. So.
Okay.
Is there anything in particular that you would like to talk about or perhaps talk about where you would like to go with regards to meta-coaching and your business? Is meta-coaching, is that part of your business?
No, it's not yet part of my business. That's my project. Now I am the president of Qualifications, which is a training organization for very low-skilled people.
Okay.
And it's been now 15 years that I'm doing this, and that I have the privilege to be an elected boss because it's a cooperative of workers.
Okay.
And I would like to move to something more one-to-one relationships.
Okay.
And I wanted those skills to run my own business, in fact, and not run a 200 salary business.
Okay.
So
you would like to run
goal.
Your own business?
Yes.
And move to more one-on-one work?
And move to one-on-one and something where I'm more really implicated with a relationship. I don't know how to say in English, but when I am a leader, I am the boss, and I make over, do, and hopefully going where I wish them to go. And I want something more one-to-one and where I'm more independent.
Okay. So that
is my
English. One-on-one will give you more independent.
Yes.
Okay. And so when you talk about more independent, what do you specifically mean?
Oh, it means run things that I like and not things that I have to.
Okay. Okay, so Where are you at right now with that? With so right now you're president of the of a training organization. You've been that for 15 years, and where you want to go is to have your own business and do more one-on-one work, because that's going to mean that you are more independent and do things that you like to, not things that you have to.
Yes.
So since we have some one-on-one time, what can I help you with that is going to, you know, mean a step into this direction that you want to go into?
Would you say it another way, please? I did not understand it.
Yes. What can I help you with regards to achieving your outcome?
Just now?
Yes.
I think I need to... Two things, in fact. I have to go deeper into the coaching models.
Okay.
And second, to practice. That's the two things I need to do.
Right. Okay.
When I took the ACMC, it's in August last year, I did not validate, I think, because German doesn't find the feedback sheets, only four skills.
Okay.
And I need to practice a bit about that. And then I need to dig deeper into the four, six, or seven, I forgot, models that I use in meta-coaching.
Okay. Okay,
So you
would like to practice a bit, and then also you would like to dig deeper into the models.
Yes.
Okay. So what would you like to do specifically today?
Anything I want. I think we'd be practicing.
Okay. Okay, so would you like to do a coaching session on me, and then we'll set that for like 20 minutes, and then I'll give you some feedback on that?
Oh, sure. That would help me a lot for tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. So, let's do that. I'll have a topic. That we can work on, and then we'll set it for 20 minutes, and then I'll give you some feedback on that.
Well, I was not prepared to that, but I accept the challenge.
What's that?
Sorry?
What was that? What was the last part you said?
I said I was not prepared to that situation.
I know. But I'm not scary.
No.
I'm a good coachee.
Okay.
So it'll help you. I've done this before with others, like, because during this time, normally I have a couple of people on the call, but this time slot, sometimes I only have one person, so this time slot still needs to expand. So then you just get some private time with me, and I've done some times where I've been coached, and I take a real topic, and so you're completely the coach, and then, like, in the back of my mind, I'm just, like, paying attention to something. But other than that, I'm just going to let you lead me. And from what I've experienced is that it really gets, people get a lot out of it, so.
Okay.
Are you comfortable with that?
Yes. well, I will become while I'm doing it.
Yes, exactly. All right, well, I will start the clock, the 20 minutes, and then I'll let you know when we have a couple of minutes left.
Okay.
And so right now I will give you the floor.
Okay. So the top is done?
What's that?
Sorry, you tell me when to start.
Yes, you can start.
Okay, so Femke, it's very nice to be with you. We are going for 20 minutes coaching. And just I would like to let you know that I will do my best and to be fully implicated in that coaching. And second, I have to tell you that English is not my native language, so I may interrupt you to ask you or to say in another way, because sometimes I do not understand very well, especially on phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I may also interrupt you if I observe something that maybe could be interesting to explore.
Okay.
Is that okay with you? Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, that's okay.
So, Femke, what would you like of this session today, now?
So, I have been kind of struggling with my weight, and it's not like a really big issue, but I've been able to maintain my weight for like 10 years, and it was at a level that I was very comfortable with. And for the past year, I have gained maybe like 2 kilos, and I just feel uncomfortable with that. And I would like to change it, but I'm not really changing it at the same time. So what I would like is to figure out how I can get back to my original weight.
Get back. Okay. So you want to work about getting back to your original weight? It's what you want?
Yes.
Okay. And why do you want that?
Because I feel freer when I'm at that weight. I feel lighter and freer, and what else? Yeah, just more comfortable, I guess.
More comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know that you're more comfortable?
How do I know? Because I fit into my pants better, and I just feel that I feel more relaxed and more
relaxed.
Yeah, and clean. It's difficult to explain. I just like feel more me.
Sorry, I did not hear. Me?
I feel more me.
How you spell it? I'm sorry, did not understand the word.
I feel more like myself.
More like yourself.
Yeah.
And about feeling more relaxed and more like yourself. Is that something you want to work to now?
No, that's more a result. I just want to get back to my original weight.
Back to your original weight?
Yeah.
And can you do it?
So I know I can, but I also have some doubts about it. So there's just a part of me that knows, yes, of course I can. But then in the back of my mind, there's like some doubts that just thoughts of like, oh, I'm not sure if that's possible. So there's just some thoughts that I am aware of.
Oh, so you want to work about those thoughts in the back?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, yeah, I think so, because every time, if I think about, if I work with that and if I get that out of the way, then I should be able to just do it. But then those thoughts kind of get in my way even as I think about that. So I think that would be a really good first step to get, like, I know that there's other things that I need to work on as well, like, you know, increasing my metabolism and things like that. But I think what's really in the way right now is those thoughts. So, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so what you want is to work on those thoughts behind your head that prevents you from stepping towards getting back to your weight.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I just want to, I guess, first have some clarity on those thoughts, and I want to be able to kind of, right now, those thoughts really kind of, I have a very strong feeling when I think mm-hmm. those thoughts. So I also want to be able to kind of look at those thoughts, but not have them, you know, influence me so much.
Okay. And what do those thoughts mean for you?
What do you mean by that?
But you say you have those thoughts. You did not specify which they were. So maybe you want to clarify those thoughts.
I don't quite know what those thoughts specifically are. So.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so, figuring out what those thoughts are, that would be really valuable in this session to really know what are my beliefs about this that are really stopping me and that get me, yeah, that get me into a, like, I can't even name the state right now. It's kind of like a out of my control. Yeah, I can feel that it's out of my control, and I feel frustrated about that. But I don't know the beliefs, so that would be really valuable to be able to name the beliefs and to have a sense of like, okay, now I know them, and I can observe them rather than be, you know. Led by them.
Okay, so what do you believe about not being able, about those thoughts being out of your control?
Well, as long as I believe that, then, or as long as I have that sense, then I'm not going to be able to change it, or I'm not going to be able to step away from it. So I think once I know them, once I can verbalize them, then I can step away and say, okay, this is ridiculous. I'm going to change it.
Okay. And is it important for you to call them only my thoughts?
What's that?
Just I've noticed that always you speak about your thoughts and you never detail them. Is it important for you to stay them like thoughts, to keep them like thoughts without being more specifying?
How do you mean? So I say that they're my thoughts and I'm not specifying them?
I mean, your question was about clarity of those thoughts,
yes.
And I've noticed that you were calling them only my thoughts without getting more into details. Is it important for you to stay at that level of clarity? Or
well, right now all I'm saying is that I don't have clarity on what the thoughts are. I know that there are thoughts, but it's very vague, and that's why I want clarity around them.
So you want to be clear about whose thoughts?
No, not about whose thoughts. I know they're my thoughts. I just want to be able to say, okay, this is what I'm thinking about. My weight.
I'm not sure where to understand. Would you say me again, please?
Yes. So with regards to clarity, the reason why I'm saying my thoughts is because I don't know what the thoughts are specifically. I am unable right now to say, okay, this is what I'm thinking. So that's the outcome that I want, is to have clarity on that. So about my weight, my beliefs or my thoughts are, and then I can name, you know, the layering of thoughts that I have about it. If I can do that, then I know I can change it.
Okay. So, do you want clarity about your thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Did I understand? Okay. And and you mentioned they were out of your control.
Yeah, that's the state that I feel right now. So it's very vague. Like when I think about my weight, the resulting state is like a sense of a lack of control and kind of like pessimistic about it. So that's the state that I'm in. And it's just creating frustration for me right now. But I'm not really doing anything about it. And so it just perpetuates. And so I'm not entirely sure what's going on in the back of my mind that creates this, like, this lack of sense of control.
Mm-hmm. And would you step back a bit and observe those thoughts? And get some clarity about them?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to get out of the coaching session.
Okay. And can you do stepping back and observing those thoughts?
Um, Yeah, I could. I have that. I can. I have that ability. It's just that with regards to this state, it's so intense when I think about it that I just get to frustration, and the stepping back is difficult. So that's what I need some support with, to, you know, to be able to step back and to kind of be able to, you know, to kind of uncover what are my thoughts about my weight that create this state of frustration and lack of control.
And so is it possible to step back from the frustration too?
Yeah, absolutely.
So would you like to experiment and take a deep breath and step back from your thoughts and then step back from your frustration and just observe what's happening?
Yeah, I can't just do that, actually.
Sorry, you can or you cannot?
I can't.
Okay, you cannot. And what's stopping you?
Yeah, just the fact that the state is so intense, and so I don't have clarity on it, because otherwise I would have done it. So it is so true for me that I'm like stuck inside of my matrix.
Okay. And as you are inside of your matrix, what's important for you what is not respected when you have those thoughts about your weight?
What is not respected?
Yes, you said you had a frustration. And you were deeply in that state, and that makes you cannot step back from the state.
Yeah. So what is not respected?
What is not respected that creates the frustration?
Let me think.
I'm sorry, I did not understand.
Oh, I'm just thinking.
Okay.
I guess it's just my desire to be at a certain level that's not respected.
And how much is important that desire to be at the weight that you were?
Yeah, I want to be able to decide that myself rather than having that something be something that's outside of my control. Yeah.
And is it possible for you to decide now?
Well, right now I don't have those beliefs, apparently. But I also don't know what is in its place. So we have 2 more minutes, by the way.
Okay. So, I try to summarize. You wanted to come back to your previous weight, and you have those thoughts, and you did not exactly mention those thoughts. You are in a frustration state,
mm-hmm.
and is it important for you? How could you clarify those thoughts? How could you make them clear to your mind?
Well, first of all, I need to kind of figure out, like, what images come to mind, because I'm guessing that I'm thinking about something, or I have some pictures, and I don't see those clearly. So that would be the first step. And then I think the second step is just to figure out, okay, what are some of my beliefs about that? Where does my mind go? And then kind of uncover those layers. So through meta questions, I can say, like, okay, this is when I think about my weight, what are the reference experience that I go to? And then what are some of the beliefs that I have about that? Because once I can... like once I go through that and I have some support in going through those questions, then I can see it clearly, and then I'll have clarity, because right now my clarity is like at a level 2 or 3. And if I have clarity at level 8 or 9, then I can step away from it and make some changes.
Did you describe a process that you can do?
Yes.
So when will you do it?
Well, that's what, you know, that's a process that, I would have coaching on. So those are the steps and stages. You know, that's the question, what do you need to do to get that? And I do have, like, we have the resources, but right now, if I could have done it by myself, then I would have done it.
Yes, so next time you want to work about it?
Yes.
So does that answer your question about clarifying?
I don't have clarity yet, no. I know the steps and stages to get clarity, but I didn't get the clarity on that.
Okay.
Okay, so time is up.
Okay.
So Kristen, before we get started with the feedback, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about it?
The first thing is I did not reach the goal of clarifying.
Mm-hmm.
Because I only got the information that it was picture and unclear. So I missed the point of clarifying could have just been only the submodalities. This is what I did not do. What I do, maybe, is you seem to describe a process that that you knew and that you mentioned very clearly each step. But maybe it was already there. I do not know. That's what I think.
Okay.
About the results, about the method, I think I did not had the results I wanted to have.
Okay.
About states and supporting, and you know, maybe supporting would be okay, but questioning was not okay.
Okay. So is it okay for me to provide you with some feedback based on what I observed?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what I'd like to start out with is that in terms of supporting, what I noticed that you did was set frames in the beginning. So you explained about English not being your first language and also that you might interrupt. And then you checked with me. So I heard you set three frames. I noticed that you made, I didn't count them all, but you made some acknowledgments. In terms of supporting, what would take this to the next level for you is to continue to do acknowledgments. And because doing more acknowledgments will also let you know where you're at in the process, in addition to letting me know that I am heard by you. So it allows you to kind of check off what information do I have right now, what information is already there, and what information do I still need. And then if we combine that with under listening, getting clarity of words, then that really kind of lets you know where you're at in the process. So, for example, you could have asked the definition of clarity of words about clarity or about how do I do this frustration, or so. And especially the clarity, because that's something, it's something that we use in our field. But how does my client use that word, clarity? So right now you don't have clarity. At a scale from 0 to 10, how much clarity do you have? How do you know that? When you do have clarity, what does that look like? What does that feel like? How will you know that you have clarity? So those kinds of questions are going to give you a lot of information about how I use the word clarity. So that would have really taken it to the next level, because for me, clarity was around being able to see the meaning matrix that I have around my weight. So if I can see it in front of me, and I can see myself thinking all these layers of thoughts in the back of my mind that I can't right now, that would be clarity for me.
Okay.
So then you can ask, so where are you at right now with that? Well, I can't name those. I don't see it in front of me. And I can't do that right now. So that's what I need your help with. And that's what you really want to do in coaching, is you want to help me with something that I am unable to do myself. And so even though I know all of the steps and stages, So in terms of questioning, you said that your questioning wasn't strong. And so I think, because for me, what I noticed is that you ask the what question and the why question. You asked can you, which is also part of the well-formed outcome. Eventually, you asked me about the steps and stages. So you do know the questions of the well-formed outcome. And so for me, mm-hmm. the And also, in terms of questioning, especially in the beginning, you asked me a couple of times, is this what we need to work on? So what I really want to let you know, and, you know, to continue that and to repeat that in the future is, okay, so this is what you want. Is this what we need to work on? Because you ask those testing questions, and so very early on in the session, you locked in on what we need to work on. So that was that worked really well, and I would really kind of say, like, continue to do that, because that works really well. So what would take that to the next level is to ask those clarity questions under listening to get more specificity around what I'm sharing with you, so that you can actually start grounding it. So what is this really related to? So is this just the thought of my weight? Is this about, like, my body? So that you can, is this about eating? So that you can really kind of specify, okay, the where and the when does this come up? So when does this frustration come up? In what situation specifically? Well, like, then I can let you know, okay, when I think about my weight, that's when it comes up. So then you can lock it into a context, and then you can kind of really ground it and get really specific. What do you see when you think about your weight? Which is interesting, because then, like, that question, if I try that on for myself, I see myself, like, really overweight, like, you know, chubby, and so that's what I see. And so apparently I didn't know that that was there, but asking those specificity questions brings to my awareness the pictures, my semantic space, things like that. So my sense is that you're really making a start with the well-formed outcome questions. Taking your questioning skills to the next level is to ask more meta-model questions, to ground it into a context so that you can see what I am seeing. So I am having a picture in this state that I'm in. I have a picture. I have thoughts in the back of my mind. I can't tell you the thoughts right now, but that's what I want to get clarity on. So then right now that is blank. At the end of the session, I want to be able to state five layers of beliefs about my weight, and I want to be able to have a picture of, like, reference experiences. So then we have something to work on, and then you can ask me that question, which you did. Okay, so do you know how to get there? Which is the question 7, which are also the steps and stages, but that question 7, do you know what you need to do to get there? Yes, I need to see the pictures or the reference experience that I go to, and then I need to go meta through meta questions so that I can uncover those frames that are holding this in place. So that would be, what you need to do to get to your outcome of clarity? And then you can say, can you do that right now? No, right now I can't do that. I need your help with that. Is this something that is inside of your control? Yes, it is inside of my control. I have the steps and stages. I can monitor it. I can check it. You and I both have the resources, so that's when we can start going down the funnel, which is something that you could have easily done because you so quickly got to that, so this is what we need to work on, and you really locked that in, so you could have just checked off, Okay, so what is missing here? Is this something that you, are there any interferences? No, there are really no interferences. So then you can start checking that off and getting to the KPI.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I was a bit too much stuck into the goal of losing weight and not the goal of making clarity. Thinking of what you say. Yes. I was going too fast, in fact. Okay.
Yeah, and so that's also why I think you asked, well, you're talking about my thoughts rather than the specific thoughts. And so you confronted me there, but that felt like you hadn't been listening to me because we had already established, well, that's the outcome. So I can't tell you my thoughts right now. And when you do that, that creates like a kind of a break of rapport. So what you do really well is lock down the outcome. So then it's a case of you sticking with that particular outcome, and the rest will follow.
Okay. May I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. The point was about you always talked of thoughts. I'm just wondering now if it would have been interesting to say, what do you call thoughts? Something you hear, something you see, and so on? Would have it been a good question?
Yeah, because it is actually both pictures and things that I say to myself. So that would have been a really great question. What specifically do you mean by thoughts? Because then I could have, and if I didn't know the answer, you could have said, so are those pictures in your mind, or is it something that you say to yourself?
Okay.
Things like that. So that would have been very valuable.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would have been a definite, defined the clarity of words.
Yeah, okay. I understand better. I was, okay.
Yeah? So, do you have some things that you feel are going to take you to the next level?
Well, the first thing is clarity is more clear for me now.
Okay. High five.
The second thing is I was rather, well, how to say, humble, I was feeling rather comfortable asking questions. And even though I did not reach my goal, which was to make you clear about those thoughts, maybe I received the feedback with a great comfort, which is something new for me.
Oh, high five! That is so cool.
Yes. You cannot see, but I'm smiling now.
Okay, good. I like that. So I'm going to put this this online, so you can listen back to it. And listen back to the feedback as well. Do you have any more questions for me before we wrap up?
Well, just for now, no. I'm really glad to have been able to manage that time for myself now.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, everything is perfect.
Okay, great. Well, it was such a joy working with you and finally having you on the call. And we need to also schedule a well-formed outcome session for you.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to do that right now?
I'm afraid I do not have my professional computer. Maybe I can send you a few dates or something.
Yes, that sounds good. I'm going to be in the United States from Thursday onwards for 2 months.
Yes.
Which means that this time, 12:30 time slot is going to change because that would be 3:30 in my morning. So I need to figure out what would be a good time for this, which I'll let you know. And then also know for rescheduling that there's a 9-hour time difference. So it's going to be, when we meet, it's going to be later in your day.
Well, it's okay for me. No problem.
Does
it depends
work?
On the day.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, let me know what days work for you, and then we can figure that out.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, Anka.
Well, you're very welcome, and I look forward to having you on the call again.
Now I'm going to get organized. Thank you very much, and have a nice... So it's the night for you. It is
What's
the night
that right
for
now?
You.
Oh, no, right now I'm still in Europe, so...
Okay.
I'm leaving on Thursday.
Okay.
All right,
also
have a
nice
great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Subscribe to Change audio recording. With love and kindness, Femke Stute.